Hello, I'm Carolyn Gavin, the Clinical and Care Director, and I'm here with Rob Abel, Performance Development Team Manager, where we'll be finding out about Rob's role, reflections on the last 12 months, and future plans. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Carolyn.
So, Rob, what is your role within the care group?
Thank you. I'm Rob Abel. I, as Carolyn says, manage the performance development team. I'll just say a little bit about our role, really. We're part of the Quality and Clinical Performance Directorate. There's three performance development managers, and we are, each of us are allocated to support and sort of work with each of the care groups. And I guess in terms of, I'll say a little bit more about the detail of what we do in our role, but over our arching sort of role is really about a governance sort of side from the trust perspective, really just sort of trying to hold a mirror up to the care group really and say what's going well, what's not going well from a sort of quality and safety perspective really. So triangulating sort of various information we have really and looking at that and sort of trying to identify if there's any hot spots, but also the other side is really sort of around trying to provide support to the care group to address some of those issues really and pulling together resources and sort of expertise from within the Quality and Clinical Performance Directorate. So some of the key sort of roles we do really are supporting care groups around inspection activity, so around care quality commission. So the care quality commission, as you probably know, will come in and want to scrutinise various aspects of service. So we sort of help the trusts coordinate those inspection activity, and that normally sort of starts with coordinating information returns and things. They generally ask lots of information potentially prior to inspection to tell them where they, and what they want to come in to inspect, but also during inspections we would normally get quite a lot of information requests, so we're looking at things like that, and even goes into post inspection. So once they're writing up their sort of findings, they may come back with sort of things they want to know a little bit more about. We do that. We'd also we'd then sort of help factual accuracy check reports when they come back and work with the care groups to coordinate those checks. And the final sort of bit about that, once we get the final reports, is normally sort of action development sort of activities. So there's normally areas for improvement, so we'd normally work with care groups to sort of progress those action plans and then help with monitoring the progress on those action plans. In terms of other sort of key activity as well, we oversee an IT system called Performance Plus within the Trust, and it's a trust-wide IT system, a web-based system. So as I've sort of alluded there, there's various quality improvement activity going throughout the Trust, so things like CQC inspections, Mental Health Act inspections, health and safety, executive inspections, clinical audit, NICE sort of activity following complaints or serious incidents. So all of these can generate sort of action plans, and these action plans go onto the Performance Plus IT system. We oversee sort of that system. So we oversee the running of the system, doing training, producing guides, etc. And we also run sort of regular reports on the system and send those to various sort of committees and care group meetings, etc. Other key sort of areas are things like we oversee something around what we call the joint impact assessments. So if services are putting forward service changes, maybe potentially as part of cost improvement plans, etc. So if they're changing maybe a clinical model or removing bands or changing staff bands, we would require the services to complete a joint impact assessment. And these impact assessments look at the impact on sort of the potential impact on the quality and safety of the service following those changes, but also around the protected characteristics around the quality and diversity of service users and staff. So we help services sort of coordinate and pull those documents together. We then have to go through a sort of a governance process, and we sort of also then potentially help do monitoring of those changes over the sort of next 12 months. And sort of the final sort of area we really work on as well, as I sort of said, in terms of one of our governance functions, we have what we call quality and effectiveness groups. So these are chaired by Director of Quality and Clinical Performance, Liz Lockett, and these meetings happen generally on maybe every 2 months or every 3 months now. So at these meetings, Liz chairs them, and the managing directors and the clinical and care directors come to those, and we sort of talk about what are the significant quality risks and issues which may be happening, what's going well, what's not going so well from a quality perspective in each of the care groups. And then, as I said, we look at how the Quality and Clinical Performance sort of director can come together and sort of support and bring their expertise to bear to sort of help address some of those issues really. But we also talk about best practice and sharing sort of learning, etc. that's probably enough on that one, Carolyn, if that's okay.
Thank you, Rob. And, you know, that's a really busy week that you have, actually sort of pulling some of that together for us and helping us sort of work through actually how to work on sort of Performance Plus. And I think one of your key roles really, Rob, is chasing me to complete my actions, really. Now, Rob, we've just passed the anniversary of the pandemic. Have you found working in this way sort of during the last 12 months? And I was just wondering, how have you personally had to adapt?
I have to say, I've quickly reflected on this, but I have to say, I've been quite happy working in a new sort of way generally, I guess. Probably happened, like you say, it went back in March. So since March last year, well, I've been pretty much working at home fully, really. It happened as a lot of people, pretty quite short notice, wasn't it? One day we're in and sort of the next day we were working from home. And I think I've only been back into the office a couple of times, really. I think there's been a couple of challenges for me work-wise, but a lot of that being, it's probably the sort of same challenges that a lot of people have probably had, really. It's more sort of personal stuff, really. So I'm having to do double journeys to drop my young lad off at nursery. So normally used to drop him off on the way to work, but now I'm having to drive in and come back home. So that's a bit frustrating in terms of traffic. And the other way has been the other probably main challenge, I think, from a personal sort of side, is turning home, what was home, into a sort of an office workspace. Both myself and my wife both work at the Trust, so we've both been working at home for the last, as you say, since March last year. So we've had to try and balance the home space with the work sort of space. And I think I'm now on my third office space within the house. I've been to two different places downstairs, and now last weekend moved into one of the spare bedroom, basically. So we found it quite difficult trying to, you know, we've had desks in the lounge and stuff like that. We've tried to get away from that sort of side. We don't really want it infringing on our sort of personal space with the kids and things, really. So that's probably been the biggest sort of challenge, and how we've had to adapt from a home sort of life base, I think, really.
No, that sounds like a big change, actually, in terms of actually working and how you've had to work, certainly over the last sort of year. And I was also sort of thinking, you've also supported the QI project for Hampshire. And I was just thinking, has working from home made that easier in terms of our virtual connections? No.
I think when I was thinking about some of the sort of changes and challenges, I think that it's probably coming on to the third question. No, there's been a couple of areas like that. Some of the work tasks, I think most of the work tasks in my area haven't been too bad, to be honest. They've been generally okay. But the two areas I was reflecting on, there's been a couple of projects, like we're doing a project underway at the moment around redeveloping Performance Plus, which is the IT system. And I think that one would have been useful, and maybe we will, as things hopefully, you know, some of the restrictions ease, be good to sort of, we've got a project group to come in, and just, I think some of those would have been easier to come in and sort of have those conversations, the chats around the desk, really, rather than trying to do it virtually. And as you sort of say, I'm supporting Hampshire Quality Improvement project, and I think we've been a bit of a slow start on that, because as you sort of know, one of the key parts is about doing the observations normally when we do the quality improvement, going in, somebody independent, going there and sitting and observing the process. And we haven't been able to do that. So we're having to try and think of different ways to do it. So we've been trying to get just team members from the clinical service down in Hampshire Substance Misuse to try and do the observations. So they're not independent, and it's getting, you know, trying to skill those staff up, really, to try and do that sort of thing. And it's proven to be quite difficult at the moment, but I think we are making progress and getting it. But it's like anything, it's something new, isn't it?
It is, Robin, and that is a really big change of actually having to do sort of QI and that, the Performance Plus project in a really different way. Are there other big changes that you've had in relation to your role?
I can't really think of any of them, really. I think one of the wider area ones we would probably go on would be quality standards assurance visits and things like that. So we have a visits programme, don't we? A bit like the CQC sort of ones. And that for the last sort of 12 or 14 months has been very much a virtual sort of inspection programme. And we sometimes go out and assist on those visits, really. But, you know, that's another one that's changed. And again, you may only be able to pick up certain aspects, really. But I think we're, again, at some point looking to sort of probably continue with some virtual ones, but depending on what the issues are and what the risks are, maybe we'll be going back to doing some of those on a more crossing the threshold sort of way. We have had some issues with, not specialists, but one of the other care groups, where we have had to go out recently to do, you know, crossing the thresholds and go out at night time and in the evening to do those sort of formal observations and sit and speak to staff and service users.
So thinking about sort of the new world and our sort of blended approach, what positive changes from the last 12 months even, do you think we should move forward with?
I think for me, there's been quite a few positives, I think, really. As I said, a lot of less work travel, which I think has been a real positive. I know we used to have quite often things like the inclusion governance meeting, didn't we, every month, where people from all over the country would travel up from Hampshire and across all the prisons. And you just think of the actual cost in terms of money and travel and overnight stay and people's time. It would take some people like Mark, I think, probably a whole day to actually get up from Hampshire and a day back. So I think having those sort of meetings has been great. And it's that sort of the speed we've been able to, as a lot of people have already probably said about the development of sort of technology really around Microsoft Teams, I think it's been great really. For me as well, as I said, you know, I've been working from home and I quite like the flexibility around, you know, with the kids and stuff like that. I've been able to sort of manage your time a bit easier really. And if you've got people coming in, you know, packages being delivered or somebody's coming around to do work at your house, it's much easier with that flexibility really. So Absolutely. So for me, it's about having, as we're sort of moving forward, aren't we, into this blended working going forward, for me it's about having that freedom to be able to go in if the task needs it or it will benefit that, but also being able to work from home a bit more would be great.
Thanks for that, Rob. I think that's a really pragmatic approach. And thank you also for sharing with us the work of the performance development team and actually your role in terms of supporting the group with CQC and also their quality sort of agenda. So thank you very much. And we all look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
Thank you very much, Carol. Take care. Bye.